Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. I hope that you are well on this Wednesday. We've been talking together about history this week, our own personal history and biblical history. The Bible is a history book, but it is more than that. The Word of God speaks specifically into our everyday circumstances, and within this ancient text comes instruction for exactly what you are facing mornings and evenings. I know of no better book I can recommend to you. And over in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans, he writes, "For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." What I just read is Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans 15:4. And we have discussed most of the verse. What is left for us to explore today is this word, hope. It is a really significant word in that verse because what Paul is getting at is this. If we want to be a people filled with hope, then we need to draw our hope from all of the Bible, which was written for our instruction, so that as we persevere in reading and obeying God's word, we will be encouraged by the Scripture. And as a result, we will have hope. I do not have to guess at whether I am speaking to people today who are hopeless. I know I am. Of course, hope is like any other reality. It moves along a scale. Are you totally hopeless? Then you're really low on hope. Or are you very hopeful? Then you're high on the scale. Yet for there to be hope at all, there has to be a reason, a source of hopefulness. According to our verse in Romans, the greatest source of hope is what has been written for our instruction in the Old and New Testament. That is why all of the Bible exists, to produce within us hope. If you'll stick with me here weekdays at this same time, I believe you'll have hope. God will give it to you as you learn the Bible. Now, I brought us to this verse to talk about history. Why did I do that? You might be scratching your head asking this exact question. The word history is not even found in Romans 15:4. I know, but Paul is telling the Roman church about the value of the Bible as they had it, the Old Testament, and the history of God and his people as a way to encourage the Roman Christians amidst the context in which they lived, which is not as different to our present context as you might think. And I believe this one verse in Romans, there's a similar verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, also written by this same apostle Paul. I believe this verse highlights for us how valuable biblical history is. And with that in mind, I want to take us back, way back, in history to the very first man who ever lived, and his name is Adam. Let's talk about history as it relates to him, and let us see what we can learn from the first person God created. We will stick with our theme of history and spend the rest of this week in the book of Genesis. And listen to this, we'll even find therein some hope for those of us wrestling with hopelessness. As we move into history in the Bible, I'll read for you Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. That is Genesis 2, verse 7. Adam is made, and there will be more about him on Thursday's edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.